Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the line with us, Al, is our baseball expert from MLB.com, the great Todd Zalecki. Hi, Todd.
Hey, good morning, Angelo.
All right, Todd, let me just start with this because we all think what happened to the Phillies yesterday was a victory they will regret. And that is beating JT Realmuto out of $2 million while they're trying to negotiate a long-term contract with him. Was it smart to fight him over the $2 million knowing that he could walk at the end of this season?
Yeah, you know, the arbitration process is always funny because you'll hear, you know, I remember years ago, right, Ryan Howard won his over the Phillies. And, you know, there was a lot of talk beforehand of, you know, boy, this is really going to affect, you know, this could ruin Ryan Howard's chances of a long-term deal. The Phillies offered him the most of any arbitration catcher ever in baseball. So if he won, if he lost, he's still going to be the highest paid catcher ever eligible for salary arbitration. And the one thing I will say about this in terms of, you know, he lost, is he going to be upset? Is he going to be bitter? I talked to him the other day in Clearwater in front of his locker, and he said, listen, he basically said the same thing. He's like, either way, he's like, I'm going to be paid a ton of money to play baseball. He's like, so I'm going to be happy either way. And then the second thing, Angelo, is in the end, money always talks. So if the Phillies put together a big offer that he can't say no to, he's going to sign. If they try to nickel and dime him a little bit and don't give him a big offer, well, then he's probably going to go to free agency. And, you know, I remember years ago, Cole Hamels, after he won World Series MVP, the Phillies renewed his contract at, like, just above the league minimum, which is what players do when they have less than 3 years of service time. And Cole Hamels said, you know, I will remember this for down the road. I'm never going to forget this slight. Well, the Phillies offered him, what, a 7-year, $144 million deal, and he ended up signing it a few years later. In other words, the money always matters most. Hurt feelings will go away. If the Phillies flash him 5 years, $120 million, I think he might take that.
But that's about what it's going to take, right, Todd? That kind of an offer.
It's going to take, yeah. I think for JT, he's the best catcher in baseball. I think everybody would agree with that. The Phillies say it, right? You know, Matt Klentak says it all the time. He is the best catcher in baseball. They're going to have to get an offer that is, you know, beats Buster Posey, you know, beats any of these big-time catchers, beats maybe Joe Mauer in a sense in terms of average annual value, in terms of total dollars, in terms of years. You know, there's obviously a lot of different ways they could go with it, but he's going to have to be right up there. You know, if the Phillies come short and say, well, you know, how about this, you know, 5 years, $80 million or something like that, he's going to say, okay, bye. I'm going to be a free agent after the season. And the Phillies can't lose him, Angelo. That's the other thing too, that everybody
can't.
Should remember.
Yep.
They traded Sixto Sanchez, who's their top pitching prospect. Jorge Alfaro, you know, who knows what he's going to end up being, but they traded their top catcher at the time to get JT Realmuto to be part of their core to win for down the road. So that's why I think I do think they're going to get something done at some point.
All right, then this leads to my next obvious question, because the guy approving that money is Mr. John Middleton, the owner of the team. Has anyone seen him, Todd, in like forever? Where's he hiding? Where is he hiding and why?
He's been down there. I, you know, yeah, we have not actually had a good interview with John in a while. I think a lot of people would like to talk to him, but so far he's not been made available. But I do think at some point this spring, you know, I certainly, Angelo, have been asking. It hasn't happened yet. I'm sure, like, you know, Jim Salisbury, Matt Gell, you know, Matt Breen, all the other beat writers, they've been asking as well. It just has not happened yet. But, you know, I think everybody would like to hear from John just in terms of the competitive balance tax and JT Realmuto and the state of the team and all of those things. You know, we heard from Andy McPhail the first week of camp. We heard from Matt Klentak, but certainly I think everybody would love to hear from John because, like you said, he controls the purse strings. And honestly, I think because of John, I think this JT Realmuto deal is going to get done. I think, you know, push comes to shove. He's going to say, we can't lose this guy. So, you know, give him what he wants.
Let me run by you a theory by Mr. Al Morganti.
What is that?
On why the owner is not available. Because none of the owners, none of them, have come out and said anything negative about the cheating scandal. And if he comes forward and tells what he really feels, he's going to get in trouble with the league. Todd, yeah. Nobody. You notice that none, other than Jim Crane, who made an idiot of himself, the owner of the Astros, nobody's saying a damn thing about this, even though it's horrible for their game.
Yeah, you know, that's true. I haven't heard of any other owners. And I guess that's possible, but, you know, certainly, so if we all got John tomorrow in Clearwater and we started asking him questions about it, I suppose you could always say, listen, guys, you know, I'm going to stand by whatever the commissioner's report said. I'm not going to comment. He could always do that and then address the Philly stuff. Because I think, you know, from a Phillies fan's point of view, and certainly from my point of view, I'm more interested in what he has to say about, you know, the front office and the team and their chances to win and these projections that say they're going to finish with only 77 wins. And, you know, these projections say that despite the fact you're going to have one of the highest payrolls in baseball this year. And shouldn't you be projected to be better than that? Those are a lot of questions that I would love to ask.
All right. Now, I do want, while I'm on this cheating thing, though, because one of the guys who's most annoyed me on the sideline has been Joe Girardi. He lost his job.
Yep.
You know, realize they lost in seven games to the Astros while everyone knows they were cheating. And he's had a very docile attitude toward it.
Yeah.
And now I'm telling you where we are with this now, Todd. You know what people are starting to say? Well, maybe Joe has his own little skeletons he's hiding. Maybe the Yankees were doing something untoward then, too. Why is it Joe lost his job? He should be as angry as anyone, Todd.
You know, you're right. And then I'm sure you guys saw that little MLB Network video that came out
the other
day.
Yes, I did.
He was talking about it, and then Joe addressed it yesterday. And it was interesting. I watched that video, and I was like, whoa, he said that? But then right after that, he immediately, without missing beat, goes, and then we caught them. So I was like, oh, okay. So he kind of, like, fumbled his words maybe a little bit. But, yeah, it has struck me that Joe has not been said, like, listen, I'm super upset about this. I feel bad most for our players. You know, especially guys like CeCe Sabathia, who are now retired and won't get another chance to win a World Series. You know, I've tried to ask people, like, is he trying to just, like, be politically correct or whatever, or not upset the apple cart? And they said no. Like, he doesn't seem to be too worked up over it. He's just, hey, it was in the past. I'm not going to let it consume me. And he's kind of turned the page. So, if that's how he truly feels, God bless him, because I think if I was manager of the Yankees, Angelo, and I lost in Game 7 to the Astros, and then I found out they had this elaborate cheating scheme, and then I lost my job over it, I would be pretty upset about it.
I'll be honest, Todd, I don't turn pages ever.
No.
I don't believe in pages.
I've seen your tweets about Gabe, I can tell.
I can't. I'm getting to him in one second. You mentioned Matt Breen. On one of the more exciting moments on the show this week, the Inquirer beat guy said, sorry, the Phillies are a fourth-place team. You agree with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on paper right now, I don't know how you can make any argument otherwise on paper. Because you look at the Braves, you look at the Nationals with that rotation. Look at that Braves lineup. You know, that their rotation is young, but it's improving. You look at the Mets rotation. Their rotation is better. They've got some good hitters, Jeff McNeil and Pete Alonso and all that. So on paper, yeah, I think they're a fourth-place team. Now, I also don't think it's predisposed that they're going to absolutely finish fourth, because I do look at this team – and I see a lot of talent. Now, the thing that's going to happen is, that's going to have to happen is, they're going to need some things to break their way. And that's the tricky part, you know? Like, they're going to need Sir Anthony Dominguez to come back healthy. If he comes back healthy, he is a dominant eighth-inning closer type of pitcher. Now, he's coming off an elbow injury, so nobody knows if that's actually going to happen or not. They need Jake Arrieta to step up and pitch like a $25 million pitcher. You know, he's been had a knee issue his first year. He had the elbow issue his second year. They need him to step up. And then I think what you're going to have to hope for is the Joe Girardi slash Brian Price factor. You know, Can Joe Girardi run a team better than Gabe Kapler? Can Brian Price run a pitching staff better than Chris Young? I can definitely say that I think Brian Price will run a pitching staff better than Chris Young. I mean, if you've read the comments from pitchers, they've been over the top excited about Brian Price compared to Chris Young. But, right. You know, there are so many complaints the last couple of years about how Gabe run the team, how he didn't have accountability, how there's no sense of urgency. So for those people that really believe that a different manager, a better manager can make a difference, well, then I think you kind of have to cross your fingers and hope that Joe Girardi really can make a big difference. And I think he will make a difference. Now, enough to make the playoffs, I don't know.
Todd, my dog Bentley is an upgrade over Gabe Kapler.
Oh, stop.
All right? That's how far we're going here. I want to tell you something about Kapler. And this is my last thing. I just got to know this. Kapler, you heard the fight I had with Kapler last year about Segura not running. You heard that, right?
You heard him
call me irresponsible for even suggesting that Segura not running hard led to McCutcheon's injury. You heard him say that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you hear Segura this week say that he was to blame and that it haunted him all season? Did you hear that?
Yeah, I was in that scrum in front of his locker when he said it.
Okay. Does Gabe Kapler owe me an apology for lying to my face on this radio show?
I would love to see him call up and give you an apology, Andrew. I don't know that it's going to happen, but certainly, you know, that was the thing with Gabe, though. You know, like, there was no harm in coming out and saying, yeah, you know what, Angelo, who knows if Andrew McCutcheon would have torn his ACL that game or the next week or whatever. Maybe it was about to pop anyway. But certainly on that play, if Gene Segura had hustled down the line, you know, maybe it doesn't happen at that moment.
Stop
you know,
dodging.
He should have
You're dodging my question. I'm going to ask it again. It's a yes or no question. Do I deserve an apology? He lied and called me irresponsible.
I think you could get an apology from that. I don't think you're ever going to get it. But I think
badgering the witness.
That's not the issue.
You're badgering the witness.
Leading the witness, really.
He was trying to duck my question. Zalecki, you're the best. Thank you, pal.
I didn't get the sense that he really...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.